This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger. That's all.
Mem Gimel Amen Beis. In the middle of the Amen, Mas Kiflo Rav Nosen. Before we learn, on the Pasuk Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, it's a lot on Tahuvus Hametz. A lot on Eruve. Hametz mixed into something else. But there's no chorus. By the Gemara, but it states, called Oichol Machmetzes Benivrusor. So we see there is chorus for that thing called Machmetzes, which you said means Tahuvus. Gemara says no. That's talking about Chometz Mamish. If the Chometz Mamish, why do I need a Pasuk? The other Psukim is Kaya Chorus for Chometz. So it says it comes to be Ma'abed Noshim. Or if a machmetz even notion that eat chametz a chayav chametz, and he explained why you have to be a malbe notion. We learned that already. So again, call if a machmetz comes to be a malbe notion a chayav for eating chametz goma. The pasuk call machmetz is lo sochelu. Is to be mechayev a lot, but not chorus, for eating tabulus chametz. Why don't you say, kol orithol machmetzes is marabit tabulus chametz? Instead of saying it's marabit noshim. Instead of saying it's marabit noshim, that they get chorus for eating chametz gomor. Let's say kol oichol machmetzes is a malbeh taruvus chometz is chorus. Gemara said, since the pasuk is talking about oicholim, kol oichol, we're malbeh oicholim. Not talking about neacholim, things that you eat. Talking about the eaters, kol oichol machmetzes. So instead of saying it's malbeh another kind of chometz, taruvus chometz, no, it's malbeh. So more eaters, means even women who eat, a chayav karas. So when it says kol oichol, it's talking about oichlim. So since it's talking about oichlim, so the kol is malbe malbe oichlim. What does it mean? It's malbe women. But a chayav karas, eating chametz goma. I'll just talk it over. Kol omed beis, in the middle of the omed. Mas kiblo rav nosen abuye derachin estekash kol heche dekoi ba'eche. Wherever the pasuk is standing, is talking about eaters, like this pasuk called oichol chametz. Lo marbe mecholim. You say it cannot be marbe the kinds of foods that are eaten, and that's why you don't want to say it means to be marbe. Tahuv is chometz for chorus. Oho, Tanya learned about Aisim. Ki kol oichol chela. Exact same expression, eating. Min habehemo asha yaki. It's chayav chorus if he eats chela from a behema which is going to be used for a chol. So the Aisim goes on to say, Ein le'ayom mimo, yala chela tamimim. Chalef of perfect behemoths. Shezroi likar. It's fit to be a kol. Since a chalef has to be burned on the mizbeah, so anybody who eats it is chayav kolos. Chalef balei mum minayin. Suppose the behemoths are balmum, that's puzzle for a kol. How do I know it's kolos to eat that kind of chalef? Talmud lema, min ha behemoth. The word mina behemo is superfluous here because it's already mentioned before. chelev chuli minayim. How do I know chelev? Not even a bekov, an ordinary behemoth. It's also chayev kavos dinim. Talmud lema, ki kol. Now what do we see? Ha'ocha here. The koi b'rech is talking about eaters. Oyuchel chelev. And it's still called malben nechol. He's malben the elements, the items that are eaten. Various kinds of chelev. So here also, ki kol oyuchel machmeh says. Why shouldn't you say it comes to be malben? A new kind of chomets, taru is chomets. Also cause. Why do you insist? Is malbe eaters, the women who eat the chayav chomets, the chomets gomets here. And for the Gemara, when we said above that we're talking about oichlin, we don't say it's malbe neacholin, but it's malbe eaters. It means it's preferable to be malbe eaters. Sometimes the same expression can be a malbe, the things that are being eaten. When do you know what? When we have a choice. So we say we prefer that kol eichel goes on the eaters, not on the objects being eaten. But when no eaters are available to be a malbe, like chelev. What difference does it make? Who eats chelev? The chelev, there's no difference between men and women. The chometz, I might have thought, chometz, which says, it has been a matzah. Is man gomen, so maybe women are part of eating chomets too. But chelev, also heavy about it. So there's no echelon to be malbe. So therefore, since there's nothing else to be malbe, you're malbe and echelon. But here, since we can be malbe echelon by machmets as women, we're malbe echelon, not echelon. Inside the words. And from Hossam, there, in the case of chelev, there's no echelon to be malbe. So I say, it's malbe and echelon. It's Malbet, he is Balan Mumin, he is Chelev of Chulim. But Hocha here, by Kilkol Echol Mahmerses, the Eko Echolim. Here is a necessity to be Malbet Echolim, women. The women I might think are Bakr from Chametz. So Lo Shavik Lul Echolim won't forsake the Drosh of Echolim and say it's Malbet Echolim, say that. Now we go back to the previous Gemara from last time. It was Rabbi Elazar who is Marbe Eruve, Tarulis Chomets, for a lav, from Machmetzes. But the Rabbana said there's no lav. There's no lav on Tarulis Chomets. Rabbana, the less Lahu Eruve, who don't hold Tarulis Chomets is a lav, call Lo Dash, don't dash and call Echoman, call Machmetzes. They don't dash in the word call. To say it's Malbe Taruvus Chametz. Again, Rabbi Lezer says, call Machmetzes. To be a Malbe Taruvus Chametz is a lot. The Rabban don't dash and call. Chay the Gemara, Elo Noshim, how do they know that Noshim are Chayev and eating Chametz Goma? They don't dash and call. So by call, Oichol Machmetzes also won't dash and call. So how do they know women are Chayev, Koros, eating Chametz Goma? And to the Gemara. Call lo dashi, but ki call, that's already conspicuous, ki call oichol machmetzes dashi. There's a call machmetzes, they don't dashi. Should be a malbe taruvus chametz. No lava taruvus chametz. But ki call oichol machmetzes v'nichvesa, that's cause we're eating chametz. Ki call is already a bigger kind of a limud. It comes to tell us women that chayev, cause we're eating chametz gomer, say that. And we have two psukim according to Rabbi Elazar. The pasuk of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, Rabbi Elazar said that Kol is Malve Eruve for Allah, not for Koras. And Kol Oichol Machmetzes V'Nichleso, that's Chomez Gomor, it's Malve Nosha. For Gemara, let's reverse the role of these two doshas as follows. Rabbi Elazar. Ema, let's say, call Machmetzes Lo Sochel La Rabbeses Hanoshim. That women are chayev are also to eat chametz. And ki kol Eichel Machmetzes Le Rabbes Es Eruve. Let's say that posse we're talking about colors is Malbe Eruve for colors. Again, who tells you the first pasuk is talking about Ehuve? And it tells us it's only Allah. And the second pasuk, Ki Kol Echol, is talking about Hamas Gomer. The women are also high, of course. Let's say that in the reverse. The first pasuk, Kol Mahamet Zalosahel, they say women are also these Hamas. And the second pasuk, Ki Kol Echol Mahamet, says, come to say that for Talu is Chomet, there's Chomet. That's a Kash. Say the Kash. The Chitim, and if you want to say, Ki Kol, Rabbelezer Lodavi, Ki Kol doesn't mean anything to him. And therefore, he not Malbe, Eruve, say the kasha again. Did say the kasha right? Rabbi Lezer, go back. Rabbi Lezer, Amar called all out of place. Rabbi Lezer, on the second pasuk, Ki kol oichol machmesis v'nichas. On the second pasuk. Amar, let's say there are two drushes, kol and ki kol. Let's say the kol in the second pasuk is a rabbi says anasha. And Ki Kol, the rabbi says, Ehuve. Noshim come first, because Koi Be'echel is Mal Be'echel. But when you have an extra Dosha Ki, let's say it comes to add also Necholim. So let's say for Necholim, which means Ehuve, this colors. You're not asking about the first pasuk at all. Forget about the first pasuk. First pasuk, Kol Echol Machamet says, it's Azhar, it's Allah. You need Allah, Azhar, on Ehuve. Allah, Ehuve. The second pasuk, Ki Kol Eichol Machmesis V'Nichlesor. So you have two limudim, Ki and Kol. Now let's take the Kol first. Kol is Malvin, Noshim. Noshim are also Chayev, Korosh, eating Thomas Goma. And because Koi Bechel and Maitech. But after we finished explaining the call, the key have to explain. So let's say the key comes to add Eruve to be Chayev Kores, Ki Kol Eichol Machmesis V'Nichlesor. So again, the Kashi is the second pasuk, the two limudim, let's say Kol Eichol Machmesis is Malbe Noshim, and Ki is Malbe Eruve for Kores. And if you want to say Ki Kol Rabbi Lezer Doi, she says that's not Kol, but not Ki Kol. Tanya the Baraisa. Now we're starting a new subject. So you shouldn't burn on the Mizbeach any chametz. Ainli elakule. If the whole thing is said, now what that means we'll see later. We'll go back with this Baraisa soon. Right now we're just using the Baraisa for our purpose here. Only kula, miksasim enayin. Suppose it's miksis chametz. Tama lemer kol. Eruvim enayin. Suppose you're mixed in chametz, in non chametz, and you burned it. How do I know it's also? Tama lemer ki kol. Now here in this baraisa we see darshan kol, and darshan ki kol. Man shametle, the dorish kol. From whom did you hear the darshan kol? Rabbi Lezer. But the Rabbanu said about don't dashen call at all. Even call Machmetz lo sahela they didn't dashen to be a malve eruve. So only Rabbi Lezer dashen's call Machmetz lo sahela to be a malve eruve. So he went dashen's call. So this brayso also went dashen's call Machmetz ki chol sa'oya lo saktiru. So what do you want Darshan's call? Must say it's Rabbi Lezer. Because Darshan and Darshan is also a key call. Call the Darshan's first from Miksasa, and they go from key call. So we see Rabbi Lezer, Darshan's call, and key call. So let him also say here, call Eichol Machmesis is Chayev Kores Noshim, and call Eichol Machmesis Chayev Kores even Eruve, with the key. That's a kasha. Now, this advice we'll learn again soon. We'll first say it inside. Once more, I see some people didn't hear. To pay attention this time. You would have said above that the second pasuk, "Ki kol echol matmesis v'nitrasor," is not talking about tarubis chometz, even according to Avodah. Talking about chometz gomer. Chometz gomer is chayav koras, not tarubis chometz. That's all. So what is your marbet? With the cold is marbet that noshim are also chayav for eating chometz gomer. Now they were asked, fine. Well, there's a key, superfluous key there. Let's say key comes to add also tarubis chometz. And so also be chayav koras, because there's koras there. So that remains a kasha. What didn't answer that? But don't be mixed up. The second pasuk was talking befeish about, according to Abelezer, befeish about chometz gomor. Chometz gomor is chayav koras, but not tarubis. Right on. Now we'll come back to this b'raisa again soon. Now starts a sugya, and not an easy sugya. Omer Rabbi Abohu, Omer Rabbi Yechinen, Kol Yisurin Sheba Teirot, Ein Heta Mitzharach L'Isa. If you have, let's say, a piece of nevela less than the kezayas, and to put it together with a piece of kosher meat, and together it's kezayas or more, and it ate it together, it doesn't add up together to make him chayev. He ate a kezayas, but did not eat a kezayas of nevela. The heta did not add it to the isel to make a fear. Even though you have more than half a kezayas of nevela, and the heta is less than a half kezayas, together it's whole kezayas. So you might think the majority is nevela. No. You have to have pure nevela, at least the kezayas. The heta is not added to the isa. That's a rule everywhere. Chutz except me is suvet nozer. A nozer is usher to drink wine. What the Torah says, if a nozer took his bread and soaked it in wine, is chayev for drinking the wine. Why is he telling us that? And even though he didn't drink from the wine enough to be chayev, but the wine and the bread together make a sheer tear. So by isor nozir, we do say heta mitzarach l'isor. Shehare omro teiro mishris. Mishra means soaking of the bread and the wine. So that's an exception. First say that. Zevi Oma, there as Afsoya Bal Taktir. He is Makti on the Mizbeach. Soya, that's Chometz, together with non Chometz, together, stuck together. He is Chaya, he's Eva on that law, even though he doesn't have a whole Kezayas of Soya. How does he know that? Kaman, Kerabe Elazar. The Dorish Kol. It says Kol Soya. Now that's the Baha'i we just learned before. Eruvi Minayim, Tomlem a key Kol. So it's a Malbe. That even though it's Eruvi, not just a piece of Soya by itself, but Soya and Chometz stuck together, that's what he calls Eruvin. Soya and Chometz stuck together, that's called Eruvin by Haktori of Soya. And even though the Soya itself in other Kezayas, but since it's stuck together with something else, and the whole mass together is a Kezayas, he's Eruvin the Lav. First, say that little piece. If you're going to say that way, that ki kol is malve eruve means hetem estat liyisel by soya. That's what I just now said. the Inyan Chometz Pesach Nami, because Rabbi Elazar said on Amud Aleph, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Kol Echol Machmetzes L'Rabbis Eruvay. So therefore, let's say by Chometz also Eruvay, Heta Mestarev Le'Isa, and it should be Chayev, because the same limit as there is here. And from Enochana, it's so. It's Hetem, it's Sarah, Felisa there too. There's no chorus, however, the Rebbe said that, no chorus. But he gets Malkis for Eruve, even though it's not a whole Kezias of Chometz mixed in. Half Kezias of Chometz. And half Kezias of non-Chometz, together he gets Malkis. Because Eruve there, is Malbe from Kolag, is Malbe here, by soil. So why did he say, if that's the case, why did he mention soya? Zero ma'af soya, Baltak to you? He should say Chometz too? He explains, because the Baraisa had to mention soil, Baal Taktiro, for a purpose. In the Chaname, wherever it says, Aribui, that you're Malbe Eruvay, so it's Malbe, also, Hetem Estav Lisa. But why did he pick out soil in this Baraisa? La Pukimid Abaye. He wants to shut out, exclude Abayas opinions, Abachlekas, Abaya and Rovim. The Omar Abaya says, Yesh hak tore lepochas mikizayas. Abaya says, when you're maktiyam, the kemetz on the Mizbeach, a kosher kemetz, even though it's less than the kizayas, you're yetzir the hak tore. Rovim says, no. Even though you're not maktiyam the whole kizayas, even if you're maktiyam the whole kemetz, part of the kemetz, but you have to be marked to at least the kezias of the kemetz. Otherwise, you're not yetzir the mincha. But by holes, even less than the kezias, you yetzir aktor. Now, according to Abaye, you don't need heta metzav leisa for seir to burn on the mizbeah, because it says ki chol seir al taktiru. And according to Abaye, aktor is less than the kezias, is called aktor. So you don't need Hetem and Sof Lisa to make of the Kezias. Again, according to Abaye, Haktor is less than the Kezias. Don't need a whole Kezias to call it Haktor. Just like in the case of Mincha. Less than the Kezias is called Haktor. So by say also less than the Kezias is called Haktor. So according to Abaye, you don't need Hetem and Sof Lisa. And the little piece of Seir by itself makes him higher. So the Baraisa comes to say it like Rove, not like Abaye. That's why he says it's in soil. Soil Hetem Esav L'Yisrael, because without Hetem Esav L'Yisrael, you only have less than the Kezias. And less than the Kezias wouldn't be higher for Haktor as soil. But we follow Rove, not Abaye. From Ashbalon to Haktor, La'Pochas Mekezias. I'll say it once more now. Keep your finger on the line and go back to the Baraisa now. Otani. 8 lines up from the bottom. Otanya. Soil bal taktil. It's also to burn chometz on the mizbeah. That's not important what kind of chometz. Chometz of a minch, anything else. It's also to burn soil on the mizbeah. But remember, the expression taktil, haktore, is also by the chometz of a minch. Now, according to Abaye, who says you can be yotze, Haktoras kemetz, less than the kezias. So haktoras se'er, your eva, less than the kezias. And according to Abaye, you wouldn't need heta mesar for isa when you're burning se'er on the mizbeah, even the smallest amount. But this Baraisa says you do need it. But the Baraisa wants to tell us, we paskin like Rove, that you need a kezias to be yetzi the haktora for mincha. And with less than the Kezias, you're not over on soil unless you have Hetem Estav Lisa to make it the Kezias. Inside now. If it's all, a whole kizayah is full of seir. Part of the kizayah is, how do I know? It has to be whole kizayah. If you're not burning a whole kizayah, you're not making any haktorah. So how do I know that the part of the kizayah is seir your eva too? Tamalema kol. How do I know that heta mitzarech le'isa? Tamalema kikol. Now he can say the same thing about chometz, not for burning on the mizbeach, but he wants to tell us soya in order to let us know that you have to have heta mitzarech le'isa to make it a kizayas. Just a piece of soya by itself, you wouldn't be eva. Not like Abaya says, you're eva less than a kizayas. First, say that little people. Talk over again soon. I said right now. In the Bais again. Soya bal taktir. In on the other kule. The whole koymetz, a whole piece, an old thing, let's say, whatever it is, the whole batch that you're burning is bad, is soya. Make certain, I suppose, only part of the batch is soya. How do you hire? I'm a call. Even part of the batch is soya, you're hired. That would mean that he's burning two kizayim on the mizbeah. One kizayis is seir, one kizayis is non-seir. Even then you're eva. Because part of what you're burning on the mizbeah is seir, you're eva. Now it says, Ehubinayin, suppose the seir is not a kizayis, unless you add up the non-comments, you're also eva. Because together it's a kizayis. So again now, mikzosa means part of the kaimetz that you're burning is soil. Oh, the whole kemis is not soil. Part of the kemis is soil. You're also eva. Now that would mean, if this kemis is two kizayim, and soil is one kizayis, non-soil is another kizayis, so he tells her you're eva, because there's a kizayis of soil, even though the whole kemis is not soil. Still you're eva. Now I suppose, the seir is not the kizayas. He said, even then, the non-seir adds up to the make kizayas. Talk it over, I'll talk it over again soon. So I'll say once more the Baraisa, according to the Gemara's Pshat now. Baraisa is according to Ovid, who says, there's no haktorah less than the kizayas. So the Baraisa says, what's the isa of burning seir on the mizbeah? But then you seir bal taktir. In the other kule, the whole kemetz, he burned the whole kemetz of soil. Let's say kemetz is two or three kizayim. Then we know it's chayim because the whole haktorah was nothing but soil. Because when I suppose part of the kemetz was soil, let's say it was a zayas and a half of soil, and a zayas and a half of not soil. How do I know it's chayim? Tamalema kol, even part of it. Now I said, suppose you don't have a kizayas of seir, but together with a non-seir, it constitutes a kizayas. How in the way is chayim? Tamalim, he kol, and that's ketam esaf leisa by seir. And of hemame, ketam esaf leisa by chametz also, not by burning on his bed by eating. But why does he tell us this? Because he wants to tell us not like Abai, he wants to tell like Rabbi says, ain haktor apart from kizayas. Say it once more in the Gondite. Now, in the subject of Heta Mesav Le'isa, there are various pirushim, and it's not a simple matter. That's why I told it again, the sugi is not easy. Some say Heta Mesav Le'isa, and they're stuck together. But if the Heta, but if the Isa is so mixed into the Heta that you don't see it, then it's just called Taruvis, and it's no longer called Hetem Esaf Leisa. We're not going to go into such details, but otherwise we'll see later we'll be snagged. So we'll just talk in general. When there's Heta and Isa together, that's the subject of Hetem Esaf Leisa. When is it called exactly, precisely Hetem Esaf Leisa? When is it called Tam Ki'ika? That's a problem. It has to be discussed in Mefarshim. We won't handle it here, though. Tam Kika will soon come up in the sugya. Next time we'll learn about it. So we'll just say, whenever you have Heta and Isa together, exactly does it mean, what way, that the Heta and the Isa are distinctly recognized? But if the Isa is lost in the Heta, then it's not called Mithal Isa. Or no, even the Isa is concealed in the Heta, it's also Mithal Isa. We'll leave that out. It's a discussion in the Mishnah. So Heta Mithal Isa is a Chiddush, he says, and it's found wherever you find these will be buyim, kol, it comes to be a malabe, Heta Mithal Isa. Right on the Gemara. Yosef Rav Dimi was sitting in Karmel Olo Shmaik. Amar Rabbi Rav Dimi, Bechol Yisurin Shebateo, everywhere else, besides nausea and serum and chometz, Ein Heta Mithal Isa, only these places that you mentioned, but not. Again, the following kasha, I must admit, the difficulties in the kasha and in the teretz, but we'll tell what Rashi and Tosfos says in V'yetzer. HaMikpah shel Trumikpah is a thick soup of tuna. VeHashum VeHashemen shel Chulin, and the onions and the oil in the soup are Chulin, so it's a mixture of tuma and Chulin. V'noga Atulyim V'miktsosam, Atulyim touched part of them. Atulyim passes Truma when he touches it. And Tesvus learns part of them means pieces. Pieces that are inside that thick soup. Posal is, makes the whole thing puzzle. Even though he touched the shum and shaman of Cholin, and Cholin doesn't become puzzle from Atulyim, but since the majority is the mikpah of Tumah, so it's bottled to the mikpah, and therefore, by touching the shum and the shaman, it's like you touch the mikvah, and the whole thing becomes puzzle. Tumah becomes puzzle when the tulyim touches it. That's one case. Now, the other case, suppose the mikvah is shel chulim. That thick soup is chulim. The shum is shaman shel tumah, and pieces of shum, and the little pools of shaman there, floating on top of the soup. But tumah, he touched some of these. He passes only the place where he touched. That's a problem. Only the place where he touched is possible. We ask the kasha, why is it more lenient? In general, we see because since it's mostly tumah, mostly chulin, I mean, in the second case, mikpah is chulin, so it's mostly chulin. So we say the whole thing doesn't have a din of tumah, and whatever he touches, that's possible. The rest is not possible. Babim asked the kashe, mokim magoya my psula, even the place where he touched, why should it be possible? Let's say he touched a piece of the shum of tumah, that's lying in the thick soup of chulin. Why should it be possible? Or botli luhu tavlin bereich, the truma is tavlin, onions, is botli in the rave of the thick soup which is chulin. So therefore, even if it touched the onions of truma, it shouldn't be possible. What's the reason that what he touched becomes possible? Why don't you say it's bottled? The truma is bottled in the chulin. Hoyel the zor lake alein because any place that he touched, since there is some truma together with chulin, so a kezias of the mixture would make a zor chayim. A kezias of the truma together with a chulin, if a zor ate it, he'd be chayev for eating that mixture. The question, why is he chayev? For eating chulin, he should be chayev. Hechidomit, lav isn't mishum de heta mesarif l'isa. That's what Gemara wants to learn pshat. If he scooped out a zar from that mixture, some of the onion of tumah, together with some of the soup of chulin, and together it's a kezias, a zar would be chayev. Why is he chayev? He didn't need a kezias with tumah. But heta mesarif l'isa. Now that's what Rabbi Baruch Hanan gives a reason why this place at least becomes puzzled. The whole thing can become puzzle because it's all chulin. But the place that he touched, at least a little bit, that's that part becomes puzzle. Because that little bit, if you scoop it out and eat it, although it's chulin and trumah together, and not a whole kezias or trumah by itself, but it constitutes a kezias together, he be chayav. So we see at the mesavli isa by trumah also. That's a kash. Say the kash on Saturday. We're running one more minute. We're finishing in a minute. Now, I would like to give, if not for Mefosh, my own pshat, that since Shum is only Trum in the Rabbonim, that's why he makes such distinctions here. But without saying that, there's a difficulty. What's we saying here? If he touched that place, only that place is puzzle. Kodaroyev is chulim. That place is puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Why shouldn't it be bottled to the rest? So therefore, the Gemara says, because he would scoop out that little bit of tumen with some of the soup around it, it would be a kezias together and it would be chayav. Now that's not a reason why it should be puzzle. I mean, the whole thing can be puzzle. He's not eating the whole thing. He just touched. Then you don't say, hetem istav lisa for touching. But when it comes to eating, hetem istav lisa. So once more, when he touched, let's say, the pieces of tumen, of onion, so we say the rest of the mikpot is not possible because it's mostly chulin. And even the other pieces of trumah in that mikveh are not possible. They're swimming in that thick soup. It's chulin, so it goes after the majority. The svarah I can't tell you right now. Unless you say my svarah, that's Rabban. So again, if he touched one piece of onion of trumah, that's possible. But the rest of the whole mikveh is kosher because it's chulin. And even the pieces of tumah that are floating somewhere else in that mikveh are also mutar. So why do you make this puzzle that he touched? Why shouldn't that be bottled? And the answer is because he would scoop out that little piece with some of the mikveh around it, needed to be a chayav. That's what he's saying. So we see hetam estav l'isha and it's chayav. So one says no. I say it's a different reason. And with that we'll stop. And my answer is as follows. Lo, my Kezias. What does it mean, the Kezias, that Rabbi Baruch Hu said? It doesn't mean the Kezias, the mikveh together, mikveh of chulin together with the onion of tumah. It doesn't mean that, no. No, heta not mistara flisa. But it means the Kezias with the achilas pras. If we eat a pras of this mikveh, a pras is the amount of, let's say, 4 egg volumes of bread. If you eat a pras of this mikpah, there'll be a kezias of tumah. And a kezias with the achilas pras, that's the oraisa. So therefore, since there is such a chivas to even a little bit, because a kezias with achilas pras is the oraisa, so therefore, that place that he touched becomes puzzle, and the rest not. And the rest of the sugi is easier gemara now, this next time. So what do you learn here? The Gemara is saying, Abir Bar Bachan is not telling Heta Mistaf L'Isa by Tumah. No. He's telling us, because there's a Kezias, there's so much Tumah in this mixture, that if you eat a Achilas Pras or the whole big business, even the majority is Chulin. But if you eat a Achilas Pras or the whole business, you have to eat at least a Kezias of Tumah in that. Therefore, it's choshev enough to make it called Achila, and a Zar would be chayev as such an Achila. If you ate if he ate a pras, because in every pras there's a kezias. So even though the kezias is less and it should be bottled to the loyim, no, since it's a kezias, the hilas pras, it's choshev enough and not bottled. Before you go away, I'm going to tell you one thing that's difficult here. If you see what he touched, what Shishayot Bittl holds, the whole Mishnah is difficult. Bittl is when it gets lost, but here it's swimming, you see the tumah is swimming, the onion tumah. So how can you say Bittl? That's why I want to learn my own pshat here. But according to the pshat in Mefarshim learned here, as the Raisa, I don't understand the concept of beetle at all. But shy of beetle, if pieces of onion of tumah are swimming in the soup are cool, how's it bottled? I don't understand that. I told you this is a difficult Mishnah. But we'll take it just at its face value. The Gemara wanted to bring a proof. Why, if the mikveh is chulin, and he touched a piece of onion of tumah, why is it possible? Why shouldn't you say the tumah is bottled to majority of chulin? That's the argument. So you must immerse and shabachone, because if you scoop out a piece of truma with some mikvah, together it's gezayis in bechayah. Oh, that's why it's not bottom. So we see here to Mesal for Yisra by truma. When he says, no, he didn't say that. He meant there's a kezayis and a chilus pras of the mikvah. That's why every little bit of mikvah surrounding that truma is choshev, because there's a kezayis and a chilus pras, and that's why the place that it touched is possible. That's where we're stopping. Stay in the side.
Okay, so therefore...
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.